John chapter 15, verse 5. We'll read one verse, then we'll pray and get started. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. Let's pray. God, we come to you today and we thank you for the freedom and the privilege to be able to read your word and to sing these songs. I pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit would be on us today, that you would free us from all of the distractions and the thoughts of our minds and the worries and the pains and the sadness and the struggles and whatever it may be, dear Lord, that's competing for our attention right now. I pray, God, that you would block those things out. I pray that your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, would help us to focus on you, that you would give us eyes to see you today and ears to hear you today, dear Lord, that we would trust you above all else. Pray, God, that you take away any pride or any fear that's within me, that every word that is said today from me, dear Lord, is from you, and it's all for your glory. And I ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I was thinking about this week. I was thinking about this question. If I were to ask everybody in here this morning, when you leave your house every day, what would be the one thing that you could not leave without? The one thing that you have to do before you leave, or the one thing you have to take with you when you leave. What is the one thing that you cannot leave your house without? Now, I suspect everybody's answers would be a little different. There were some things that I thought of this week that I've heard people say before, and some that I say myself. And I hear some people say, I can't get my day started. I can't do anything until I've had my cup of coffee. Has anybody ever said that before? Maybe that's your thing. Maybe your one thing, you could go without everything else. You could leave the house without doing everything else. But you got to have that cup of coffee. And some people are shaking your head. You don't drink coffee, and that's okay. But maybe there's other things for some of the rest of us. Maybe some of you say, I cannot leave the house without my wallet. Okay, or without my purse. Kind of the same thing, because we got a lot of stuff we need in our wallet and our purse. We got our IDs, we got our money, we got all kind of stuff in there. If you got a purse, you got all kind of stuff in there. It ain't no telling what's in there. I'm afraid to ask. But these are things that we say, oh, I cannot leave without that. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's some technology, specifically your cell phone. I just out of curiosity, I want to ask you this on all of them. Who in here this morning brought their cell phone with them? Raise your hand. That's just about everybody in here. There's a few of you that left them at home. But there's a lot of you that you could be halfway to work, and you wouldn't turn around. You wouldn't even turn around and go get your wife if you left her. But if you leave that cell phone, you're going to turn around and go back and get it, right? I mean, these are some of the things that we can't leave without. What about our glasses? It's hard to make it. When you can't see very good, and my eyes are getting worse and worse, when you can't see very good, it's hard to make it through the day when you forget your glasses. I forget my glasses sometimes, and that can be disastrous. I'll tell you how disastrous that can be. I went to the co-op, this was last summer, to get some ant poison. I had a bunch of ant hills that had popped up. And I go in the co-op, and I pick out some ant poison, and I see, and it's expensive. It's like $30 or something. It's real high. It ain't but like this big. It comes in a little blue thing. And it says on this, I forgot my glasses now. And it says on this thing, it says, kills up to 130 miles. And I said, this is unbelievable. I'm killing every ant between the Mississippi River and the Gulf Coast. Y'all can thank me later, everybody, that lives within 130 miles. So I get this stuff, boy, I get home, and I'm shaking it on there, boy. If you'd have drove by my, it looked like just a pile of powdered donuts everywhere out in that yard. I sprinkled that white powder on there. And after I emptied the whole thing, and I had my glasses, and I could see, it did not say kills ants up to 130 miles. It says kills up to 130 hills, ant hills. And that ain't bad enough. I poured every bit of it on 10. It was enough for 130 hills, and I used a whole thing on 10 ant hills. And I said, that's what happens when you cannot see. What about hearing aids? Can't leave without your hearing aids. There's a lot of stuff some of you can leave without, but you can't leave without your hearing aids because you get in trouble if you ain't got your hearing aids. Can't hear nothing. Some of you can't hear this morning, probably because you forgot your hearing aids. Some of you need hearing aids and you ain't got them. When your wife or your husband says you need them, maybe you need to listen to them. But you get in trouble if you ain't got your hearing aids. You can't hear what people are saying. And even worse than that, you talking louder than you think you talking. Let me give you a heads up. If you forget your hearing aids, do not whisper to somebody. Because you ain't whispering. Because you look over there and you say, can you believe that they did their hair like that for church this morning? And you think you're whispering to your spouse and you talking loud. These are things that we cannot leave the house without, and we should not leave the house without. These are important things to us. For some of you, maybe it's something more practical, like, I cannot leave without brushing my teeth. I've got to brush my teeth or iron my clothes, right? You don't want to leave with wrinkles. You don't want to smell, but you cannot leave without taking a shower. You got to feel good. You just, if you don't take a shower when you get up, you feel dirty all day. There's a whole list of things in our life that we cannot leave without. For some of you, it might be a gun. You got to have your gun with you. You're not going to leave the house, right? You watch the news. You see what's going on. You don't even come to church without it because you see people in churches getting shot up and you see so much stuff going on. And we have all of these things in our life that we say, I cannot leave without these things. I cannot live without these things. And perhaps these things say something about us and our dependency. What are we dependent on to make it through the day? Perhaps we can't leave without our gun because that's our protection. Or we can't leave without our wallet or our purse. That's our security. That's our money. That's what's going to get us through. We can't leave without our cell phone. That's our connection. That's how we're connected to other people. That's how we talk to people and people talk to us. We cannot leave without our stimulant, our coffee or our tobacco or whatever it is. It helps us to think better. And all of these things in our life, we begin to become dependent on these things. So much so that when we don't have them, we struggle to make it through a day. And that's because we're dependent upon the wrong things. That's because we're trusting in the wrong things. The one thing that we should say that we can't leave without every day is Jesus Christ. But there are a lot of days, perhaps, that we leave the house without ever once seeking the will of God, without once praying that God would guide us to make the right decisions during the day, that God would give us the strength to deal with the pesky coworker or the crazy customer that's going to come in. Whatever it may be, our dependency should be on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ should be the one that we seek for protection. Jesus Christ should be the one that we seek for security. Jesus Christ should be the one that we're trying to impress. Not everybody else with brushing our teeth and making sure our clothes are ironed and looking our best. Or are we doing that for other people? Do we seek to live our life every day for other people and what other people would think of us? Or do we seek to live our life for Jesus Christ every day? Because maybe you didn't brush your teeth this morning. Maybe you didn't iron your clothes this morning. Maybe you didn't take a shower this morning. Praise the Lord, God doesn't look at those things. But what He does look at is our heart. And what we need to think about every day before we leave our house is, what are we going to be dependent on? Or better yet, who are we going to be dependent on? And Jesus tells us in John chapter 15, verse 5, He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Jesus says, "I am the source of everything that you need, and you cannot live apart from me. And if you are in me," Jesus says, "you will produce fruit." We have to be fruit inspectors. As Christians, you are also a fruit inspector. And you have to look at your life and see, what kind of fruit are you producing? Now, you're producing some fruit. There's no question about that. The question is it good fruit or is it bad fruit? Is it fruit that needs to be thrown to the side, or is it fruit that's good enough to be presented to those that you encounter? And Jesus says we should be attached to Him, and He should be our source of life and our source of protection and our source of security and our source of joy and our source of everything that we need. We know how bad it is when we forget our glasses and we forget our hearing aids. But how much worse when we forget our Lord? For He is the one who gives us vision to help us see the things that He wants us to see, and gives us ears to hear the things that He wants us to hear. And how many times do we look to the Lord and look to His Word? How many times do we open our ears to hear Him? How many times spiritually are we walking around without our spiritual glasses on and our spiritual ears open, and we're missing what's going on around us? And Jesus says at the end of this verse, He says, "Without me, you can do nothing." So the one thing that we need more than anything in our life is Jesus Christ. And maybe in our addictions to our coffee and our phones and our trust and our wealth and how we look, maybe in the midst of all of these things, we forget the most important thing. We leave the house every day with our coffee in one hand and our cell phones in another hand, and we look like we're ready to go to a beauty pageant, and we get in our car and we leave, and the one thing we forget is Jesus Christ. And we don't seek Him for a second. We don't read His Word. We don't pray to Him. We don't listen to what His will is. We don't say, "God, show me somebody that I can help today. God, help me to walk according to Your Word. Let it be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God, let Your Word and Your Holy Spirit guide me today." And we don't have time for that, because we're too busy. We got too much else to think about. Now, I'm not saying any of these things that I mentioned are bad. Don't wake up in the morning and say, "I can't have my coffee. Brother Shan preached about that yesterday." I'm not saying that. Your coffee's not evil, and your cell phone's not evil, although it could be, like anything else. Hey, y'all want to know something crazy? I'm going to tell y'all something crazy. And you'll be surprised that we're even here today, that the world didn't end. But Friday, I decided Friday morning that I was not going to take my cell phone with me all day. I put it in my pocket. I took it out of my pocket. I left the house. I woke up. I left it sitting on the bar. You know what's crazy? The world didn't end. I know what some of y'all are thinking. I couldn't do that. And some of y'all are thinking, "Well, what if somebody would have needed you?" And I thought about that, and I said, "Well, that's probably more of a justification than anything. I'm going to just leave it at home." And you know what? It didn't affect anybody except for my daddy. He called me. He was the only one that called me all day. And I got home, I had one missed call, but that's the only person it affected. And I made it to the end of the day. It's unbelievable, right? Because we don't realize how often we pick up our phone a day. You pick up your phone way more than you realize you pick up your phone. On average, like even a light cell phone user picks up their phone like 60 times a day. Some of you picking it up like 200 times a day, right? Because we're always got to check everything. Because we got to check our bank account. And we got to see what's going on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all these. We got to check all these things out. And we got to do it, right? We got to do it. You just can't not do it. You got to do it. Because what if somebody said something important on Facebook today? Or what if somebody's selling something on Facebook Marketplace and I didn't look at that? Or what if I got this text message or this phone call? What if? I went a whole day. It's the craziest thing. I never picked up my phone. I didn't miss a single thing. Maybe there are some things in our life that we do need to cut out. Maybe there are some things in our life that are distractions. Maybe in the morning when you put your phone in your pocket or when you drink your cup of coffee or when you grab your glasses or put your hearing aids in or stick your gun in your pants, whatever it may be, maybe tomorrow when you think about these things, you'll also think about Jesus Christ. And say, Jesus, without you, I can do nothing. And there's a lot of times in life that we might go through a day or go through a week, and it just seems like nothing is working out. We can't do nothing right. And the reason why may be simple. It may be because we're trying to do it without Jesus. And Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. What a beautiful song. Some of you have heard the song. Without him, it's based on this verse. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I'd be drifting like a ship without a sail. What a beautiful, beautiful song. What a beautiful, beautiful truth. There are some of you today that are so dependent on your stuff. So dependent on what happens around you, to the things you like or the things you're into, that when those things crumble, you can't do anything. But if you place your dependency on Jesus Christ, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Some of us are like that. There's a story in Luke chapter 10. You can go read it. It's a great story. Real short little story about a couple of sisters, Mary and Martha, and Jesus is coming to visit. And boy, it's a big deal. Of course, they're friends with Jesus. He comes in, and Jesus shows up onto the scene, and Mary just sitting down at his feet, just listening to everything that Jesus is saying. And Martha, she comes in there, and she says, look, we're trying to get everything together. We got guests here. Jesus, you need to tell Mary she needs to get up and help me do some of this work around this house. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are distracted by many things. But Mary knew what matters. Mary knew what was important. With all of the noise and all of the distractions around her, Mary knew that being in the presence of Jesus Christ mattered more than anything else. Perhaps our prayer each day needs to be that of Moses. In Moses chapter 33, verse 15, God had told Moses to lead the people, to go toward the promised land, to get on their way. And Moses says to God, God, if your presence is not going with me, I will not go. God, if you don't go with me, I cannot go. God, I cannot do this. I cannot make it through this day. I cannot serve you in this way you've called. God, if you do not go with me, I will not go. But it's maybe more days than we'd like to admit that we leave God at home and we don't think twice. We go out about our day trying to do it on our own and never once call on God, never once seek God, never once allow God to lead us. But maybe our prayer tomorrow needs to be, God, I got another day ahead of me. And God, if you do not go with me, I cannot make it. So, Lord, I ask that you would be with me today. Because without you, I can do nothing. So what are you dependent on today? What are you dependent on for a good day? For a good week? You know something silly? I'll tell y'all, this is silly. Y'all can tell me how bad I am when I tell you this. But I like football, in particular NFL football. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, if you didn't know that. My whole life, I watched the Eagles, and we never had won a Super Bowl until 2017. And I always thought to myself, boy, if we could just get one Super Bowl, I would be so happy for the rest of my life. And then we won that Super Bowl, and in the last 8 years, we've been to 3 Super Bowls, and we won 2 of them, and we should have won the 3rd Super Bowl, and you would think that I'd be happy, because I said if I ever won a Super Bowl with my team, I'd be happy. But y'all don't, please don't come to my house on a Sunday afternoon when the Eagles are playing, or y'all will fire me from being the pastor of this church. Because no matter how much they win, I get so angry. And here's the, I said all that to say this. When the Eagles lose, the whole next week for me is horrible. It is just horrible. Like, I'll wake up in the night, like, just mad about a play. Like, I'm telling you, like, my whole week will be ruined because my team lost. I kid you not, for the year that we lost that Super Bowl, I woke up for like a year straight after that, having nightmares about that Super Bowl. I'd wake up angry every morning. And that's not good. We laugh, but that's not good. My week and my attitude should not be dependent on whether my football team wins or not. My week and my attitude should be dependent on whether Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. And so even if the Eagles lose, tomorrow night's when they play, if y'all want to watch them. Even if they lose, it shouldn't ruin my week. And maybe you guys have some things like that too. Some things that come up, some real simple, silly things that come up at home or with your ball teams. And it just, you start the day off and the least little thing happens and just ruins your day. It just ruins your week. And maybe these things ruin our week and ruin our lives because we're too dependent on these things and not dependent on Jesus Christ. Without Him, we can do nothing. Jesus Christ needs to be our security today. Jesus Christ needs to be our protection today. The Holy Spirit needs to open our eyes to see the will of God and the Word of God, and our ears to hear the Word of God and to do the Word of God. If you've been trying to make it through this life without Him, you can do nothing. And you know that yourself. If you've been trying to make it through your life today without Jesus Christ, you are like a ship without a sail, and you are being tossed wherever the waves of life will toss you. Into the storms of life, into the rocky cliffs, into whatever is around, that's what you'll be tossed into. But with Jesus Christ, He'll be like a sail on a boat. He'll guide you where you need to go. He'll take you to a place of safety. With Jesus today, you can make it. If your dependency is on Jesus Christ and His crucifixion and resurrection and His sacrifice for you, if you know today that He loves you and that He wants to forgive your sins, if you would just trust Him and put your faith in Him today, with Jesus you can do all things. But Jesus tells us in this verse that without Him you can do nothing. Let's pray. God, we come to You today and we thank You for these words. God, maybe there are some of us today that are doing pretty good. Maybe we start every day out trusting You and seeking You first and foremost, and that's a great thing, dear Lord. Maybe there are some that do that, and I praise You for that. Maybe there are others that don't, God. Maybe there are some of us that we get up and we start our day and we really don't think twice about You, not only when we start the day, but when we go through the day, dear Lord. We become so dependent on these other things that we can't live without, dear Lord. I pray, God, that You would open our eyes to see that the only thing that we cannot live without is Jesus Christ. So I pray, dear Lord, that we would not put too much trust in the things of this world. That our joy would not be dependent on our ball teams and on our bank accounts and anything else, dear Lord. There's a whole list of things. God, You know what's in our heart. And honestly, we probably do too. You already convict us of the things that we know shouldn't be there. And so, God, I pray that if there are some today that have been trying to live without you, without Jesus Christ, that today that they would repent of their sinfulness. That they would know the truth of the words of Jesus today, that without Him they can do nothing, dear Lord. Without Him we're doomed to die in our sin. But with Jesus Christ our sin can be forgiven. So God, I pray that if there's anybody that doesn't know Jesus Christ, that now that they would ask for forgiveness of their sins, that they would ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, that they would trust Him this morning. God, maybe there are some today that are yours and they know Jesus Christ, but maybe we've just gotten caught into the trap of being too dependent on the things of the world, trusting in them, trying to find joy in them. And I pray, God, that You would help us to lay some of these things aside, that You would help us to find our joy in Jesus Christ, because there is no other source. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.